as always, acquired its fish whole so the product can be inspected on site to ensure its quality and integrity. When you want high-end steak and seafood options, go to where St. Louisans have gone for over a quarter century, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637, 822-3637. Download the app Open Table or make them online, surfandsirloin.com. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three of a large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Hi, this is Cardinals broadcaster and Schnucks shopper Dan McLaughlin. How are you doing with those resolutions? If you're starting to eat a little healthier this year and looking for a place to start, start at Schnucks. Schnucks has the freshest produce in town to help you get on the right track. Did you know they sell more organics than anyone else in St. Louis? Schnucks can also help make simple swaps throughout the store that will help you build a healthier basket. Look for the healthy eating bins when you're in the store. Schnucks. Eat good to feel great.
Setley Jewelers offers diamonds, jewelry, and lab-grown diamonds. To learn more about lab-grown diamonds, they have an educational exposé in the store.
When people come in, we can really sit down and show you those differences between a mined diamond and a lab-grown diamond. Lab-grown diamonds are created above the earth instead of mined, but they're chemically and structurally identical as a diamond that has been mined from the ground.
Setley Jewelers in town and country. Online at setley.com.
Each summer, Midwest Children's Burn Camp assists youth burn survivors, and now you can help too. Each time the St. Louis Blues score a power play goal during the 2020 regular season, Ameren, Missouri will donate $500 to one local kids' charity to help kids achieve their goal. From now until January 31st, go to AmerenMissouri.com/blues to vote for Midwest Children's Burn Camp. Vote today and help the kids score big this month.
Happy New Year from everyone at T.R. Hughes Homes. It's a new decade. 2020's here, and T.R. Hughes Homes is celebrating with a New Year's 2020 sale the entire month of January. Receive $2,020 in closing costs and $2,020 in free options on a brand new to-be-built T.R. Hughes home. Our completed, ready-now inventory homes already discounted $5,000 to $10,000 are discounted another $2,020 during this sale. Find out why T.R. Hughes Homes has been voted best St. Charles home builder for 12 years. Visit trhughes.com for details.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at RoyalBanksOfMo.com.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Missing that extra kick in your step these days? Then it's time to give U.S. Men's Medical Center a call for the newest and most affordable testosterone replacement therapy. This is safe with most existing medical conditions, and they will do comprehensive exam and lab work to determine if there are any problems. They accept all insurance, including Medicare. Schedule an appointment online at usmensmedicalcenter.com. Give them a call at 636-244-5333 or visit their office at 303 Jungerman Road, Suite B in St. Peter's.
The Cam Jansen Show will be coming to you live from Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. And while you listen, it's a great time to saddle up with any of the five gaming machines provided by J&J Ventures Gaming. Download their gaming app, find Top Shooters' location, and then get your game on. With incredible specials, the best wait staff in the area, and me and the crew talking hockey. That's Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. 531 Old State Road, Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois, just off of 255. Top Shooters. Play here, win big.
Looking to make your business stand out? Get involved in the conversation and advertise your business on 590 The Fan. Our listeners are actively engaged, talking about the hot topics of the day, and your business can be heard when customers are at the closest point to making a buying decision. Advertise in an environment that stirs emotion and creates demand. Call 314-873-1252. 314-873-1252. And find your new customers today on 590 The Fan.
Now I know what this song means. It means it's almost time. It's almost showtime. Places, everybody. Places. Kate, the great, the late great, Kate Smith. It's showtime, everybody. Hope you all know your lines.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
It's my line.
Vineyard's on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
Pungent odor.
Oh. Pungent odor.
Love that one.
That's a good word.
It is
pungent.
A good word,
it really, it really does make it clear. It's not just an odor. It's a pungent odor. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 23rd edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N. Got a wonderful email from a listener named Liz. She was so excited. She made an appointment at Brinton Vision. I said, please, please get back to me and let me know your thoughts after your visit at Brinton Vision. Brinton Vision is in Creve Coeur. North New Ballast Road, and we'll talk about why you probably should go there. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board, doing such a great job, it must make his daddy proud. His daddy still lives over where he lived for 19 years in Great Britain, and daddy is in the town that he lived in for 10 years of that 19, Birmingham, England. Hello, Dave and Granddaddy Dave. Thank you for listening. And Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, father of Theo, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. You know what word I think is weird and I don't like saying?
What?
Furlong. It's a,
well,
measurement
first of, all,
of distance.
Well, but almost nobody ever uses the word furlong in this country.
Mm-hmm. I actually don't.
We
know.
Don't.
What's
we
a
don't
word,
use
furlong.
Well,
I think it's
well,
just
it's,
under
it's
a mile.
It's a length,
oh, no.
But it's like kilometers. We don't use furlong in this country, so
right.
You don't ever, if you don't like it, you don't ever have to worry about hearing it or using it in the USA.
Don't,
we don't
they
use
it at horse race, on horse races?
Every track.
Yeah, every
they
track
do.
Uses it. Horse races,
but,
yeah.
But that's,
how
that's
long
the
is
exception.
It?
That's the exception.
That's
I don't
said.
Know.
It's a furlong.
You'd have, no, you'd have to, you'd have to look
way
it up,
go.
But outside of that, you never hear the word here, so you're not going to have to hear it unless you watch horse racing or
makes
go to horse
happy.
Racing. Well, I knew it would.
An eighth of a mile.
Not really.
And
huh.
In the studio, because he didn't go northbound, southbound, westbound, or...
I do not. My breath is smells like roses.
Minty fresh.
I have never, ever noticed bad breath on Bill. Ever. What a horrible thing to say.
Oh. Wow.
I mean, what a not nice thing to say.
Wow.
That was helpful.
Mean-spirited. That's what I say.
Mean-spirited.
Bill Cleveland. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And Bill, I've never noticed bad breath in you. And believe me, there have been people...
You would tell me, of all people.
Yeah, well, I would. Yeah, and there have been people on our show who've had body odor and or bad
Dan?
Breath. No, it
okay.
Wasn't Dan. Dan knows who they are. What? Stop the music for a second.
Yeah.
The one, we had a woman in sales at the old station who cut the cheese about every third step.
I'm
not
a
you.
Kind end.
She was a vegan.
She was a vegan.
Yes.
And her gas eliminations smelled like rotted cabbage.
Yeah, she would crop dust over by the copy machine.
Do a drive-by.
Oh, man. She did a drive-by everywhere. It was.
Oh, no. If somebody went over to the copy machine or near her cubicle or anywhere in the office, they'd go, and I'll make up a name that wasn't her real name. They'd go, oh, my goodness, Cindy must have been here. Because she left like a lingering, horrible odor. So I have worked with people with bad breath. Dan, you remember the bad breath guy?
Yeah.
He was what is it about sales? He was in sales, too. His breath, as my dad used to say, would knock a buzzard off a fence post.
Up a blank wagon.
The other expression, off an SH wagon, or would stop an 8-day clock. That's how bad his breath was. Mm-hmm. And now you can start the music again. Bill, you do not have bad breath.
Thank you.
One of the voices you just heard chiming in was the voice of Dan Strauss, who's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, would you say hello to your sponsor?
I would love to say hi, and thanks to First Community Credit Union, Thank you, First Community. They're the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations in Missouri and in Illinois. First Community Credit Union. Oh, my goodness. First Community Credit Union. I know. I don't know what happened there. It's a great place for all of your banking.
You know what
needs.
You did?
What?
You, without knowing it, you slipped into Tom Brokaw.
Oh, I did.
First Community Credit Union.
Oh. First Community Credit Thank Union.
You, First Community
See,
Credit
there it is.
Union.
It's a great it place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
There you go. You heard it directly from Tom Brokaw, ladies and gentlemen. First
Everybody
else credit.
Tomorrow night.
Bye, Tom Brokaw.
No, you won't, Tom. You don't anchor the news anymore. We've told you that for years.
That's crap.
Former night cook at Denny's, former door-to-door knife salesman, former beer vendor, former roller rink DJ, former lots of things, but present day head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. In charge of setting and resetting the digital clock. Let's check the time together, shall we? It's 5:21:44, 45, 46, 5:21:47. Yep, that's exactly what time it is, and we never doubt it, and we always trust it, because this guy is in charge of it. He's also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and one other thing. Yes. You may recognize the theme music from the Rockford Files. Like Jim Rockford, he's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, and I'd like to apologize to Bill. Your breath really is not pungent. I just looked up pungent. I'm looking for synonyms for pungent, and the one I came up with that's probably most appropriate is nauseating.
So,
Once again, being a mean and, mean and not a good friend.
You're a mean
to say
guy.
Something like that. You are.
Like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located.
Is
off
there a synonym for cinnamon?
I see what you did there.
Hey, shut up, Bruce. Sorry, go ahead, Tim. Say hi to your sponsor.
Like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They'd love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot. 800 plus new and used cars on the lot. Inventory is high. They can get you financed too. If your bank says no, their banks say yes. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com. And whether you call them or email them, make sure you let them know your AM and the PM. Find new roads at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
All right, Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Hebe, you do a fantastic job. I mean it. He loves his work. Bernice is in heaven. And Ratboy wants to know, when we were talking about the sales gal who was constantly passing gas, why we didn't just say that she cut the... Well, I don't know. Sometimes you'd like to find a different way to say it. But yeah, she did. She cut the cheese all the time.
Because she was vegan.
And I think that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, she didn't eat cheese.
Cheese cleans out your pipes.
That's right, Ratboy.
Yeah.
So how can you cut the cheese if you don't eat cheese?
I don't know.
When you pinch it off, isn't it?
She
cheese.
Did it.
Yeah.
That's right, Rad Boy. She did it. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lovely. They love them some Bruce Limpress. They really do. Brought to you by Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N. It's called that because it's headed by a guy named Dr. Jason Brinton. Dr. Brinton is a Harvard-educated ophthalmologist. Let's have a little quick lesson in terminology, medical terminology, shall we? An ophthalmologist is an MD, a medical doctor, who specializes and has extra training in eyes, in treatment, surgery, whatever, of the eyes. You say, well, what's an optometrist?
Well, what's an optometrist?
Thank you. An optometrist is not a medical doctor or an MD, and that's not in any way putting down the value of having optometrists in the community, because an optometrist will check your vision, determine what strength you need for lenses and prescribe for you lenses or contact lenses, and that's what an optometrist does. And in some cases, they are authorized and licensed and trained to prescribe maybe some drops here and there, but they're not medical doctors. And then, and that, again, I'm not putting down, I actually set out to be an optometrist, and then I got derailed in my studies when I walked into a radio station and I went, maybe this is a better way to make a living than being an optometrist. Then there's an optician. An optician grinds lenses. When you go to Lens Crafters and you look in the back at those people who are making the lenses for the glasses, those are opticians. That's what they do. Dr. Brinton is an ophthalmologist. He's an MD. And he's a highly trained and brilliant MD. Just ask Sandy, Dan's girlfriend, what she thinks about Dr. Brinton. Ask me what I think about Dr. Brinton. Ask anybody who has ever been a patient of his what they think about him. And here's what they'll tell you. He's a genius. And he is a man who will not perform a vision correction procedure on you unless you are a good candidate, meaning little to no risk. He's also the man who may, or someone on his staff, may very well be able to perform a vision correction procedure on you that other people made you think you couldn't have, either because they didn't perform that procedure, or they weren't knowledgeable enough or trained enough to know there were alternatives to, let's say, basic LASIK. LASIK is a resculpting of the cornea. Okay, if you have perfect vision, your eye should be like a sphere, like a perfectly shaped ball. When you're nearsighted or myopic, it's shaped like a football. It's elongated. When you are hyperopic or farsighted, it's flatter. It's sort of almost like concaved. With LASIK and the use of a laser, they can resculpt and reshape your cornea. Now, not everybody is a candidate for LASIK, which is where Dr. Brinton comes in. Yes, he performs LASIK a lot. But he also has corrected the vision of many people who were told they couldn't have LASIK. In some cases, the doctors were wrong. The people could have LASIK. In other cases, no, they couldn't. But they were candidates for one of the six other surgeries he performs. He does lens replacement. It's not a corneal procedure. It's a lens procedure. It's what he did on me 6 years ago. I don't have time to tell you everything that I know about Dr. Brinton and Brinton Vision, but I do have time to do this. And that is to just ask you the simple question, do you like wearing glasses or contact lenses? Do you actually really like it? Do you love it? And if the answer is no, and it probably is, you may very well be a candidate for a procedure that will eliminate them. You're never going to know until you have a thorough ocular analysis. It takes 90 minutes. It'll cost you $120. If you don't want to shake loose of $120 to get a thorough examination of your eyes and to know once and for all the condition and the health of your eyes, then
I don't know what to tell you. If it's not worth $120 and 90 minutes of your time, you really don't care. You just go ahead. Keep wearing glasses or contacts. Maybe have an issue in there that you don't even know you have because you haven't had a real examination. A real eye exam is not read the first line, read the second, read the third line from the bottom. That's a vision test. A thorough examination of your eye, most of you have never had. Let's do it. Do it. You will never be sorry you did. Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, and they're on New Balance, North New Balance Road in Creve Coeur, 314-375-2020. I'll do it again because it's so easy to remember. 314-375-2020, or visit Brinton, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, BrintonVision.com. Oh, boy, this is why...
Trivia skills.
I get it now.
Put your brains together.
That's why Scott's still here. Now,
there's trivia today?
Yeah.
Good thing I stayed.
Yeah. Scott acting like he didn't know there was trivia.
But I didn't know. I suspected.
No, you knew.
Yeah, I knew.
Why don't we just all concede? Why don't we just forfeit and give up and go, Scott, you win.
No, I'm not going out without a fight.
Hey, okay, you know what, Limey? That's a good attitude. What, Tim?
He's not blown us away the last couple of weeks. We've gone to overtime with him a couple of weeks.
And Tim's won.
He wasn't in last week. Won.
Yeah, he's on a bit of a 500 roll lately, so, you know.
No, maybe we can knock that down to 300.
That'd be great.
Today. Bill, how are you, Bill?
I'm good. First, I want to wish my dad a happy birthday, Rick Cleveland, celebrating a birthday today.
So. And I wish we could do that, but apparently you have not read, because it just came out yesterday, the new station manual and the rules and regulations. If you turn to page 7, paragraph 1C, it says, we will no longer tolerate or allow radio personalities to send out personal messages of any sort over the airwaves.
That's all right. I'm a DJ. I'm just kidding.
It's told you.
We were talking
FM
about
DJ.
Such as happy birthday, happy anniversary, good luck with that job, congratulations on your baby. None of this will be tolerated. And if we find any of our on-air personalities doing this, they will be subjected to serious penalties and or fines or possibly termination. That's what it says.
Who wrote that?
Randy Macklin.
Macklin?
He works here, apparently.
He does?
Not the owner. That's a different name.
Never heard of him.
I could be
Randy
terminated.
Macklin.
Wouldn't have to come in anymore?
My son Corey's birthday was yesterday.
Can't talk about it.
So by saying happy birthday to Corey.
No, can't do it.
No.
You can't
say happy birthday to Rick Cleveland either.
Wow. No.
That's
no.
Tough.
Very strict. Sorry, Bill.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Man. All right. Well, good luck, everyone.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay. So we're going to do some music trivia today because...
All right.
And I wish I had, I apologize, I don't have, I believe this was the day, the first time they inducted folks into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think this is the anniversary day, if I'm not mistaken. Sorry, I didn't write that down. Alright, so here we go. Question number
one. Here are the rules. You have the rules. You can say your name before the question's over, but if you jump the gun and you miss it, you have to sit out the next question.
Okay.
And Marv called in too and said that he thought that we should go the Jeopardy route and take points off. If we got a wrong answer.
Tell Marv he doesn't run the show and to mind his own business.
Okay.
I'm kidding, because I know Marv is listening.
I know.
So I'm kidding, Marv. That's not a bad idea, but let's discuss it real quick.
Too complicated.
No, let's just discuss it. Okay, it's now been determined, Marv, we're not going to do that, but thank you for the suggestion. Okay, go ahead, Bill.
All right, question number one. The lead singer for this heavy metal band.
Bill.
The lead singer for this heavy metal band was Ozzy Osbourne.
Scott.
Limey.
Scott's stuck in there.
I started coughing. Right? Yeah, I started coughing. I was going to say my name and started coughing.
Oh, my God. Scott.
Go ahead. You know?
I do.
What do you
say?
No,
he's done. He's moved on.
Frank,
I was next. Thank you, Black
Frank.
Sabbath.
Well, you
Black
said me.
I said Limey, you idiot.
You did not. Go to the tape. You said me.
I did. But so I didn't say it. Yes. It went like,
what a cheater.
It's one for me.
Oh. Me.
Now, this is a mess already. Wait, I say we just.
No, it's okay. No, I didn't say it because I had a mind blank.
Oh.
So that, it,
and, yeah, and I got that
limey,
wrong.
Limey, you didn't say limey.
Yes, I did. I said limey.
First. He did it first.
Thank you.
Black right. Sabbath.
Hang on. Yeah, hang on. You can all go hang to hell.
On. Hang on. I got to make another. The players are
War
Scott, Dan, Paranoid. Tim, Limey, Frank, and the current score is nothing to nothing to nothing to one to nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Next yeah. one.
Let's see what controversy this can bring up. In 1956, Elvis Presley's first number one hit song was what?
Dan.
Frank.
Dan.
Blue Suede Shoes.
Incorrect.
Oh.
That's All Right, Mama?
No.
What?
Number one
oh,
hit
I know
song.
What it was. I know what it was. Sorry.
Oh.
Scott. No, shut up, Dan.
Yeah, Scott.
Heartbreak Hotel.
That is correct.
That's
Heartbreak
it. Hotel. That's it. That's it. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe
performed
I missed
performed by Black Sabbath.
Current yeah. scores are one to nothing to nothing to one to nothing.
Okay. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, this song that came out in 1942 is the best-selling single
Frank.
Of all time. Yes?
White Christmas.
That is correct.
Ah. Christmas.
Yeah.
That's good.
50 million copies.
Oh, yeah.
Next question. What was the first music video played on MTV?
Scotty. I think Scott was
I think
first.
Scott.
Oh.
Yeah.
Video killed the radio star.
That is correct.
By the Buggles.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Oh, boy. Okay. Two to nothing to nothing to one to one.
Oh.
Okay. Next question. Michael Jackson's Thriller album included a duet with what famous singer?
Scott.
Scott?
Paul McCartney.
That is correct.
Oh,
my goodness.
Why is it going to
And
three to
Sabbath.
Nothing to nothing to one to one.
Come on. Okay. Come on, man.
Number six. What music superstar lost both her brother and husband to cancer in 2016?
Frank.
Yes.
Celine Dion.
That is correct, yeah.
Ooh. Wow. Back yeah. in the race. Back in the race. Well, okay. What was that you just did?
That was you when you said and you said your name.
maybe I was have a hernia and I was
like
straining.
The doc
straining
there.
At yeah. stool.
Oh. Okay.
okay. Sometimes I like to change my voice.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame claims that this artist was, quote, arguably the greatest instrumentalist in the history of rock and roll music.
Scott.
Frank.
Scott.
Neil oh. Peart.
That is not correct.
Frank.
Yes.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
That is not correct.
The instrumentalist?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame claims this artist was arguably the greatest instrumentalist in the history of rock and roll music.
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Eddie Van Halen.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Dan.
Yes.
Jimi Hendrix.
You already guessed one, didn't you?
That's a good guess.
No.
You didn't. Okay, that's correct.
Jimi
Hendrix.
Oh,
that's good.
Well, now the landscape has changed. It is three to one to nothing to one to two.
He wasn't better than Eddie Van Halen.
No. That's
and by the way, that's somebody. Hold on. That's somebody's opinion.
Yeah.
That doesn't really shouldn't count.
That's why I quoted the
I know.
From
I know.
Too Many Christmas. Okay. What question number eight. What duo won Best Grammy Award for Best New Artist in 1990?
Dan.
Yes?
Brooks and Dunn.
No.
Oh.
Oh, Tim.
Yes?
Milli Vanilli.
Yes, you got it.
That's right.
Tim is on the board.
Good job.
Three to one to one to one to two.
Mm-hmm. Is one of them dead now?
I don't know.
I think
one of them died.
Was it Benelli?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it was.
Okay. Nah,
somebody else died for him.
Oh, wow.
No. You're thinking of Milli Ciccolotti.
Chocolati.
Chocolati.
Thank you.
Chocolati.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
Absolutely
wow.
terrible.
next question. What legendary lead singer and rock and roll bad boy is also known to take ballet lessons?
Scott.
Yes?
David Lee Roth.
Nope.
Ooh.
Idiot.
Ballet
wow. Heart.
He's so vicious.
Frank.
Yes, Frank?
David Bowie.
No.
Bad boy. He's a bad boy.
That's what the question yeah. said. I don't know if I would have thrown that in there, but that is what it said.
Bad boy.
Legendary.
Give us the answer.
Okay. Oh, Dan.
You didn't say your name.
Dan. Yeah. Axl Rose.
No.
Tim.
Yes.
D. Snyder.
No. Mick Jagger.
Oh.
Oh,
Mick Jagger took ballet.
He's a bad boy?
I don't think of him as a bad boy in rock and roll.
Is everybody going to say it? Do you want to say it too? He's not a bad boy?
He's old.
Question number 10. AC/DC originated in what country?
Scott.
Yes.
Australia.
That is correct. Australia.
Oh, wow. Boy. This is why we don't want him in here on Thursdays. past 5 o'clock.
A few more. What 1980s band had the song Sweet Dreams Are Made of These?
Damn. By me.
I think Dan got it.
Oh, you bastard.
I'm sorry.
Eurythmics.
Yes, that is correct. Eurythmics.
Oh, boy. Now it's changing. It's 4-2 to 1-2.
What happened there is Dan has a one syllable name and Limey has a two. And you heard Dan and Lie at the same time, but
I was first.
And before he said
Lime, we could go back and listen to the tape.
I just could have been Lime.
Been wrong. Here's a question about an instrument. On the baby grand piano, how many keys are there?
Tim.
Tim got it.
88.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. It is now 4-2 to 2-1-2.
Okay. We got two more. What was the only number one song for Fleetwood Mac?
Ooh.
Scott.
Yes.
Dreams.
That is correct.
See, Oh, man. Good one. My goodness.
He's a
dirty, cheating lawyer because he throws his name out there and then he waits for 3 seconds for it to come into his head because you don't give him a
That's
long
not cheating.
Window.
That's strategy.
Yeah. Well, I don't have access to the buzzer button.
It's a cheat strategy.
Yep. Okay. And the last of our questions. And boy, not a moment.
How are you
too
cheating
soon.
If you get the right answer?
Two of the Beatles were left-handed. Which ones?
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr.
That was my answer. Ladies and gentlemen, the final scores. 6-2 to 2-1-2 in first place, Scott Sherman. In very last place, our own Limey Phillips.
Thank you. And all those guys were British. Good job.
Jeez, all
right.
Poor guy.
Limey, however, is on the honor roll at his school.
No, Rat Boy's excited. No, he said, geez, Louis.
Geez.
No, geez. Okay? All right, sorry. Go ahead. Jeez. Wrap it up.
Oh, sorry. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Oh.
Thank you, Bill.
Somebody
Bill Cleveland.
Jumped in there.
It was his dad adding for his birthday. Applauding.
Windowworld, St. Louis.com. If you want to know more information about the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues, just a quick warning to people about road rage. You know, there are those of you listening right now who like to flip people off and who like to respond to somebody blowing the horn. Can I give you some advice? Don't do it. Ignore it. Move on. Just keep driving. This guy out in California who got ticked off for some reason that a car and had 6 teenagers in it, so he decides he's going to show them, so he rams their car. Well, he rammed the car, and they lost control of the car, and 3 of the teenagers are dead. He's going to prison for the rest of his life. It's not worth it, folks. It's not worth it. Somebody does something in traffic you don't like. If it's illegal, get a plate number, call the police. Do not flip people off. Don't bump their car. Don't blow your horn. You cannot do that anymore. Now 3 teenagers are dead. I don't like these stories, and there are people that will have a problem with that, but these people, and this happens every couple of years, somebody wants the whole world to send them cards, birthday cards, or get well cards. I want to receive more cards than anybody in the world. And I've seen it with a kid who's sick, and I want to get 1 million birthday cards. Well, here's a guy, he's 104, he's a Marine Corps vet. And for Valentine's Day, he wants as many people around the world as can send him a Valentine's card.
Oh, that's nice.
You know what, Major White? I'm not sending you one. I have a thing about this. It's kind of ridiculous.
I'm going to send him a card now.
Yeah, I'm going to send him one.
First of all, he can't read them all. There's no way. When you beg for attention,
I think you maybe don't even deserve the attention if you have to beg for the attention. I don't know. It's just me.
We'll get him on those big cards.
How old is the guy?
Yeah, he's 104.
And a vet.
Fought for this country. Can't even send him a Valentine's Day card.
Jeez.
Yeah, we'll just get him a great big card.
The least we can do if
from the large morning show in the afternoon.
Except Frank. Put on the Frank. Except for Frank. Yeah. Because you know what I think? I don't think it's him. I think it's his kids. And when these kids ask for cards, you know who it is? It's their parents who want to get them on TV or get them on YouTube. It's not the kid. And I'll guarantee you this is this guy's kids. They go, let's get
I doubt it's his parents,
Grandpa.
Isn't it?
Well, it's not his parents, but it's his kids or grandkids. Oh, let's get Grandpa a bunch of cards, Valentine's Day cards. So they put it out there like it's him. I doubt this guy wants them. I don't think if he's a Marine Corps vet, these guys don't want attention. They don't need attention. They know what they did. I don't know. Something stinks about it.
Ladies, get in here, please. Get in here, please.
He knows he served. Nice. He knows what he did for this country. He doesn't need to be acknowledged with a bunch of Valentine's cards. Man. This is somebody else wanting it for him. I
never asked Frank for a card.
Grouch.
Well, no, because if you ask for it, you won't get it.
What a grouch.
Well, thank you. Look who's talking. Oh, look who's talking. Tim Woodburn. What a grouch. So this is an old... I've been doing this joke for 30 years, but... all right. Samantha, here we go. I'm glad you like it. I think it's time to do it again. There's a job opening on the shipyards for someone to unload cargo ships. And the applicants, one by one, come up to the application desk to apply...
Gonna invite the ladies in?
He already did.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Idiot. What an idiot.
How in the hell did I miss that?
An idiot.
Doesn't he get terminated if he interrupts the joke? Okay. Where's that email?
Never mind. Happy birthday. Carry on, shipyard.
Happy birthday to Bill's dad.
Yes! My fault!
I just want everyone to send me a card for interrupting the joke.
You don't need to bring the ladies in.
Now the joke has lost some of its punch.
Should I edit all of that out?
Yeah, please.
I got you.
Radio edit.
So there's a shipyard, and they're taking applications for people to unload cargo on the docks. And one of the guys who walks up to the desk to apply is an older guy, and he's got a wooden leg. He's got a patch on one eye. He's got a hook for a hand. And the supervisor says, hey, pal, before you even fill out this application, he says, I have to tell you something. This is a job that requires stamina and strength, and you got to be pretty tough. No offense, but you got a wooden leg and a hook for one hand, and you got obviously missing an eye. You got a patch over here. I don't think this is a job for you. He goes, it's the perfect job for me. He says, what do you mean? He goes, well, he says, I spent my whole life on ships. I was a pirate, like a real pirate. He goes, well, that's fine, but you still got a hook for an arm and a wooden leg, and you got one eye, and I don't know. He goes, well, maybe you'd like to know how I got him. He said, yeah, go ahead. What's the story? He goes, well, let's start with the leg, wooden leg. I was a pirate on a pirate ship, as I said, and we had another bunch of pirates. They were just sort of like our nemesis, our enemies, if you would. They pull up beside our ship. They decide they want to have a go at us. We get into a sword fight. One of their guys takes out a sword and whoosh, cuts me leg off right below the knee, and I whip a quick tourniquet on it. I grab and rip a leg off a wooden table, lash it to my stump, make myself a wooden leg, go on and fighting, and we beat the hell out of him. He goes, wow, that's quite a story. What about that hook hand you got there? How did that happen? He goes, well, it's a similar story. Out at sea, another group of, let's just call them competition pirates, were kind of out for the same treasures. They pull up against us, think they're going to take our cargo. We get into a big scrap. One of them takes out a sword and whoosh, cuts me hand off, right at the wrist. The hand is gone. What do? I grab a grappling hook off the ship, and I lash it to my stump, and I keep on fighting, and we beat the hell out of them.
He goes, man, you're one tough guy. Wooden leg, hook, hand. What's the deal with the eye? What happened with your eye? And he says it was after the fight, after the second fight. It was a beautiful, gorgeous day, blue sky. I was standing out on a boat looking up, thinking, what a beautiful day, what a blue sky. And a seagull flew over and just dropped a big glob of poop right in me eye. Supervisor says, wait a minute, you don't go blind, you don't lose your eye because a seagull poops in it. He says, you do if it's your first day with the hook.
Get a check on traffic. Here's Joe Sonderman.
Not a lot of crashes, still a lot of general slowdowns. South 270, Olive to Ladue, Gravois down through 21. 64 westbound, Vanaventer through McCausland, McKnight through Spady, Boone's Crossing through the Valley. Southbound I-170, Page down to 64, still slow. 55 southbound actually looks pretty good, just busy at Revis Barracks. Stand Up to Cancer is a groundbreaking initiative created to accelerate innovative cancer research. It'll get new therapies to patients quickly and save lives now. Visit standuptocancer.org. I'm Joe Sonderman. Now it's back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Happy New Year from everyone at T.R. Hughes Homes. It's a new decade. 2020's here, and T.R. Hughes Homes is celebrating with a New Year's 2020 sale the entire month of January. Receive $2,020 in closing costs and $2,020 in free options on a brand new to-be-built T.R. Hughes home. Our completed, ready-now inventory homes already discounted $5,000 to $10,000 are discounted another $2,020 during this sale. Find out why T.R. Hughes Homes has been voted best St. Charles home builder for 12 years. Visit trhughes.com for details.
For 50 years, Newsetters has been a staple in the St. Louis community. Through a Stanley Cup victory, countless birthdays, anniversaries, and engagements, Newsetters Fine Jewelry has been there. We welcome you to join us in celebrating our anniversary at our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or online at wowdiamonds.com.
Call the only agents I would call if I needed to sell my home. That is the Gelman Brothers. With their STL Rocket listing, Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer within 24 hours. Call them today at 314-336-1991 or online at 590homes.com and start packing.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
All right, we are much later than I thought we'd be. We're about 2 minutes late. Apologies to Mike Evans. But, hey, when we give him extra time, he doesn't seem to have enough, and we end up bailing early. So we got about 4 minutes. Let's see what he can do with it. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of most all that other stuff. Closed only on Mondays, and gift cards are always a good idea. Reservations absolutely necessary for dinner at Annie Gunn's. Give it up, please, for Mike Evans, everybody. Sorry we're late. Take it. Run.
Name the name of the celebrity who has hired a personal chef to teach her how to cook. The art of cooking. Been reading every cookbook she can get her hands on. And the results? Could be one of the best Hollywood cooks. Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Ay, damn. Three movie reviews while Rotten Tomatoes panned The Full Measure. I loved it. I guess Rotten Tomatoes doesn't like true stories about true American war heroes.
They don't.
I do. Rotten Tomatoes, they make me sick. Four stars. I still love the movie. A true story about a great war hero. I mean, what's not to like about that?
What's it called again?
The Full Measure.
Okay.
Okay, now The Gentleman is directed by Guy Ritchie, about an American who moves to London and builds a marijuana business worth millions when he decides to sell the Pocololo Empire. It turns into a nonstop, hilarious, be it very violent satire that is full of surprises. Stars Matthew McConaughey, Colin Farrell, Hugh Grant, Jeremy Strong, and Downton Abbey hottie Michelle Dockery. While this is not great filmmaking, nor is it superb thespian performances, I still liked it. Clever yet silly. It has a lot of attitude, but yet it's kind of shallow. I admit it's way over the top. However,
and there's always a however in life.
It's worth the price of a ticket. It is very entertaining. Rated R, under 2 hours, 3 stars for The Gentleman. Next make it short and sweet. How could a horror movie starring Nick Cage and Tommy Chong be good? Sounds horrible, but this is actually a very good movie. It's in limited release. It is Color Out of Space. If meteors and mutant creatures and horrific fear tickles your fancy, don't miss Color Out of Space. Rated R, under 2 hours, 3 stars.
Okay.
Odds and ends. What is the real deal with Madonna? Canceling all these concert dates? It started back Thanksgiving when she canceled the show in Boston that I was going to go to during Thanksgiving when I was out there. She blamed the flu. She blamed bad back. She blamed leg aches. She blamed hip problems. She blamed laryngitis. She blamed old age. What the hell's the real deal? What's
going on? Let me guess. No ticket sales.
Well, that could possibly be true, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That could be true. Warning. I have heard from a very highly placed government official that Belize has quietly become one of the most dangerous places in Central America.
Well, I won't be going there.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there. Oh, before I forget, Demi Lovato returns to public life following her near-death experience 6 months ago. She will be on Sunday's Grammys. I hear that she will be spectacular. And I hear the show is actually going to be pretty good this year as well, which I think is pretty good. Adam Sandler is... What?
1 minute.
I'm not through yet.
I told you we were running late. I apologize. We've been giving you extra time.
We'll just have to go over. 45 seconds.
Would you...
We can't.
And finally.
See how he professionally turns it?
Personal chef to teach her the art of cooking. Reads every cookbook she can. Results, she could be one of the best cooks in Hollywood. Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Gardner, Jennifer Hudson, Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Gardner.
Gardner.
Lopez. It's Garner, not Gardner, and I'm going Aniston.
Maybe Brad Pitt heard about this. It's Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, three in a row for me.
Wow, way to go.
Yeah. 3 days in a row, I'm the champion. Whoo, that feels so good. If I can only win trivia now, the secret to that is keep Scott Sherman out of the building. Thank you for being with us. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind, miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out!
Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
Wednesday at noon, check out the Cam Jansen Show live from the Shack in Plaza Frontenac.
590 KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
Fox Sports trending now.
Tiger Woods making his PGA Tour season debut today, carding a 3-under 69 after the first round of the Farmers Insurance Open from Torrey Pines. Woods, who played on the North Course, is within three of the lead. Sebastian Kapalin and Keegan Bradley atop the leaderboard with 66s. Rory McIlroy won back through his first 18. Phil Mickelson tapped in for par on 18 just a couple minutes ago to finish up his South Course round at even. Lakers head coach Frank Vogel ensuring Anthony Davis is a go for tonight's game against the Nets. He had been listed as questionable earlier today. JaVale McGee is sidelined with the flu, so Dwight Howard in for McGee, getting his first start of the season. The Trailblazers will keep C.J. McCollum out of their game this evening against the Mavericks. He is missing his third consecutive contest as he continues to deal with an ankle sprain. I'm Brian Fenley.
We are Fox Sports.